Let me ask you this. Do you communicate well with your spouse? Husbands to wives, wives to husbands. One of the big problems, I think, is communication in any relationship. It's key. Problem is for me, see, we communicate differently. And, well, let's sort through all of this with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio from Regional Psychological Services, joins us every Tuesday for a little segment I like to call, What's Up, Doc? Good morning, Doc Braccio.
Well, good morning to you, Mike. And this is really a big topic in terms of relationships, because one of the major complaints I regularly hear from one spouse or partner about the other really relates, you know, to this needed emotional communication, ongoing commitment to it. Okay, as a psychologist, this is just something I run into regularly and have really for many, many years.
So what is emotional communication? I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's the ability to share feelings and the ability to really to be able to connect, okay? People can be around each other for a long time, but if they're really not able to connect emotionally and share feelings and share attitudes, one, they really don't know each other. They also don't really know what's going on with the other person. And really, relationships are like a garden, Mike. Their emotional communication must be addressed daily. You've got to be working at sharing feelings. And if problems are not addressed in communication and change, they can lead to very unhappy relationships and that too often end them. You know, very often when you talk to partners of the 50% that don't succeed and you ask why, it's they didn't talk to each other. They didn't communicate. They were on different wavelengths, different goals in life. And you know, there's also the general belief that this is more of a problem with men than women. Even if this were true, Mike, there certainly are many, many women who have problems in communication at an emotional level. Now, with that said, it's pretty safe to say each person is unique in regards to their willingness and ability to have effective emotional communication, this ability to share and have a commitment to doing it. Now, there are some critical factors that are important in order for a partner or spouse to know the other desires a strong emotional commitment and be willing to work on it. There really has to be a willingness to share important things about themselves that allow a loving, long-term relationship or marriage to grow positively against all the pressures that come and predictably do over the years. And just a lot of people just never really seem to get to that point, or they won't get to that point. They won't share. They're not comfortable sharing. So critical factors would include the following: honest and really authentic expression of feelings about yourself. Just when you say, hey, you know, be willing to say, this is who I am. This is how I feel. And be willing to be vulnerable, because you're going to be vulnerable emotionally and share when you're sharing and really about yourself. And a lot of people have been hurt in the past, taken advantage of, and it can be difficult. People put up walls. So if you're really going to have an effective communication with someone emotionally, you really have to let those down, take risks.
Let me just ask you this, though. As a guy,
sure.
It kind of goes against, I think, our very nature to just be vulnerable. We're heroes, right? We want to be leaders and heroes and the knight in shining armor. And I think that's just deep within us. And so to be vulnerable makes us, whoa, you know?
Well, I do believe, though, Mike, being vulnerable to a degree. I don't mean like giving information in a sense that the person's going to destroy it and take advantage of you. It's really part of developing the communication, the relationship with the person, being able to share, you know, areas of concern. It may be hard, and I think traditionally this has been true for men, but I do believe there's a change to some degree, because you do want to explain, though, previous experiences in life to explain how you are now. Because if you really have difficulties with this emotional communication or sharing, a lot of it comes right from the way we were trained, the experiences we've had, and a fear. So I think it's important that there just be a need to try to work at this if it's going to succeed, because the best relationships are going to be those where there is a good level of communication and understanding. And then another suggestion is just turn off all electronic and distractions for hopefully some daily times to share feelings. You know, there are a lot of people that may be together all the time, but they're not communicating. They're not sharing. They're each kind of leading their own little world. And even now, as I've mentioned to you before, if I'm walking at night, walking with my wife in the neighborhood or afternoon, there are no kids out. But if I go in the morning, if I'm out when the buses are picking up kids, there are all kinds of kids in the neighborhood. But people are not necessarily communicating. It's a little different, but I think with adults are doing the same thing in relationships. Everybody's busy into their electronic or other world, and they're not really communicating and sharing. So it does become important for relationships to continue that there be this solid level of communication. And you need to try to use active listening to make sure you get the full measure being sent to you before responding or interrupting. And this, what this really means is you're willing to listen to what someone has to say, in this case, a partner, spouse, even if you disagree, you just let them get all the feelings out. This can be hard, but it's something that needs to be done in order for you to fully understand really what's being talked about and what the concerns are. And recognize there are going to be rough spots. Oh, sure, there will be, where honest disagreements occur and emotional communication will not succeed. Just accept that, but keep trying at it. And for a lot of people, too, they can develop stronger spirituality with the possible support of a priest or a minister. This could be helpful in terms of helping have strong communication, sharing. And then another, you can seek out a therapist if you feel necessary to help with guidance on being more effective with emotional communication. So kind of a just a general statement, if a couple, if they don't really have this ability to share feelings, share attitudes, and do it in, use the word authentic, which means in a true way, if you're hiding all kinds of parts of you and not sharing or not willing or putting up walls, that's certainly not going to help a relationship. So you really have to have the, we'll call it emotional communication, this ability to share you, share who you are, be vulnerable to some degree. I mean, obviously, if you're with a person who betrays you and somebody who's proven that they can't be trusted, obviously, this is not the thing to do. Just keep going back and getting betrayed. But if you're in a meaningful relationship and you want it to really continue effectively, you do have to be willing to share things and things that maybe, you know, you don't want to, like insecurities, just things that have happened in the past that you're afraid can occur again, an unwillingness to try new things because of fear, and maybe wanting support for dreams that you may have that you're not sure the other person has or may not have, and you try to talk and work these things out. So having good level of honest communication is really pretty critical. You really need this. It's the emotional communication also. I think making contact during the day, when you're together, hugging, touching, kissing, communicating, these are all part of good emotional communication. And obviously, when half the marriages in the country fail, and maybe even higher just with relationships that aren't that tied together, it shows there's a need for this. And when I work with couples, the couples that have it or wanting it or, you know, in terms of working at it, they're the ones that really do move forward and have the chance to be happier and more successful together. It's really just a willingness to communicate and share. And if you're willing to do that, boy, the sky is the limit. And I'm an optimist on good relationships, even if it is a guy who's been kind of reared not to do these things, being able to learn to develop and do them to some degree, as good to the degree as a person can do, can go a long ways in having a much happier long-term relationship.
Yeah. Well, communication is key in any relationship, whether it's business, sure, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with a spouse, and all of that. But communication is big. Men and women, we do it differently. I think we need to acknowledge that because, I've said that to Lisa. Yeah, I said that to Lisa a lot. I said, you know, because we talk a lot. And I was like, but I can guarantee you if we get into something with the family, at some point Lisa's going to cry, whether happy tears or sad tears, one of the two. And I said to her, this is just this last week. I said, I can't, it's hard for me to deal when she cries. Then I want to comfort her in some way. So the whole discussion's off, and it becomes me about helping her. And but she gets a little emotional about that. But don't expect me to get that way.
But that's part of good emotional communication. It's not that each person is identical. It's that the person tries to share feelings, and you're doing it, Mike, believe it or not. That would be good. I mean, if your wife's going through a hard time or she's emotional or whatever, and you're supportive, that is good. That is good emotional communication. But a lot of people just can't do this, so they won't do it or they refuse to do it.
And
call it whatever you will, but the ability to share, be able to communicate, do things, that is critical, even if there are differences. But remember, not all men and all women are alike. I mean, there's some women that can't share information at all, aren't willing, or they've been hurt in the past. But if people want to work together and couples work at this and they want to be communicating, sharing authentically, leading a better life together, they can do it if they're willing.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get going. We're up on time, big time. All right, Doc, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. 1320 WILS. We'll do this. Time out.